Hi everyone, welcome back to the podcast. Marina here, and today we have some great topic and I'm excited to share with you guys. Today's topic is costs of raising sheep. Now I want to make sure that you guys know this is going to actually be based off my experiences and what I have learned, so please make sure to keep that in mind. Again, the cost will vary when if you're in different states and acreages, and of course the cost of where you live. So let's start with the first one. First one is acreage. Acreage is important because you need land to keep your sheep. This is important if you're grazing your sheep, which is very, very important in sheep. They need that grass in their system, so it's not best to be just raising them on hay. Grass is very good for sheep, making them have that vitamin, and is also very good for their health. Make sure to be grazing your sheep, whether you are leasing your sheep on different land or you are grazing them on your land. Make sure to be getting them that acreage and grass they need. Number two is registered and unregistered sheep. This is when you're starting out, you may be thinking, should I get registered or commercial sheep? You can get a very good commercial sheep for around $350. A registered Dorper can go up to $1,000 or $1,600 of sheep. So make sure to think, are you going to get a commercial sheep or a registered? When you are starting out, I think it would be best to get a commercial sheep around $350. You can find some great breeders like myself to be asking what is the best sheep to be getting for a starting out person. You can find this online, any information you want, but commercial sheep is usually the best when you are starting out. Go ahead and shoot me an email if you're interested. Number three is shelter. You will need a place to keep your sheep, especially at night if you have predators around your farm. This is important to keep your sheep safe so you don't have any dying. You can find very good shelters on all kinds of different sites. I personally like to use the horse stalls. They are just bars. The bars you'd see, I found mine at Lee's. They are around $1,000 each, but this is a very good investment because it's around 12 by 12, which is the size of a horse stall, so it fits very perfectly for my flock of sheep. I have two of those. They have a roof and everything, a metal roof, so they work really well. All I did was took hog panels and basically wired those so the sheep cannot escape or coyotes or anything like that can get in. These work really well and I really like them, so I do recommend those. You can also find great shelters either if this is finding a carport on Facebook Marketplace or anything like that, even if it's on a sheep website or a actual sheep barn. A regular barn will work just fine. Literally, you just need anything to keep your sheep safe at night. And I also listed a very nice list of my favorite sheep supplies. If you're interested in seeing that, it is in the link in the description. Now, these are very important topics because it describes on when you're starting out what you should be doing and how you should be keeping your sheep safe. We talked about acreage, we talked about starting out with sheep, commercial and unregistered, and shelter. Another awesome topic is starting out with a business, and this means you are starting out with a flock and you might be building your flock. So it's important to be watching your flock, making sure that you are keeping them safe, and making sure that they are getting the supplements and minerals that they need. Minerals would be seek help and salt, the main two. Please make sure you're giving your sheep minerals as needed. Usually this is best to be doing as free choice, because your sheep can choose what minerals they want and stay healthy on their own. Please make sure that you are rotation grazing because this will actually help clear out your sheep's system and all that nasty stuff that may be in them, such as those terrible tapeworms and anything like that, which is parasites. Please make sure that you are keeping your sheep on one pasture for about 30 days, and then you can switch them onto a different field. This is cleaning out their system and giving that field a break, and also giving your sheep a little bit more of exercise and more good health in them. So you can do this if you have two pastures and split them up, and then you can either use this with temporary netting or anything like that. You can do that. It's just best to make at least two different size of a pasture so you can switch your sheep every 30 days onto a different pasture. Please make sure your sheep have water at all times. This is very important, especially in the summer. Your sheep are going to be drinking more water as it gets hotter, so it's important to be giving them lots of water and making sure their trough stays filled. Sheep are drinking a lot of water while they're pregnant, especially, so make sure they have a lot of water because that is going into making a healthy baby. Please make sure they have a lot of food when they're pregnant as well, because they will eat a lot. And it's also best to be on pasture, but make sure that they are not on a rich pasture, because this can affect their pregnancy and make their lambs super big and can actually make them stillborn. Please make sure that you are not keeping them on a very rich pasture. I suggest keeping them on a small pasture and supplementing with hay at night to make sure that this is not happening. Please make sure to be giving your sheep some kind of supplement as they're pregnant. I will usually use the alfalfa pellets because this is helping their colostrum for leading up to the days when they're pregnant. I will usually start usually a couple months before they are lambing, because this gives them lots of time to be eating and also helping that colostrum build up before lambing time. So those are a few costs and a few tips on raising sheep. If you enjoyed it, make sure to like. If you have any questions or have anything you want me to talk about in my next podcast, go ahead and drop in the comments. Make sure to check out that favorite sheep supplies list linked in the comments or the description. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next podcast.